attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, good morning on the West Coast. Good afternoon on the East Coast. Sunday afternoon edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show happening live. And we are here to share, I suppose you're outraged, and if you're not outraged, of course, you're drinking
not
too much
paying attention.
No, of course they're paying attention. They're drinking too much fluoridated water.
Oh, okay.
They're paying attention to the water they're drinking and ignoring it at the same time. So clean it up. Clean it up, Fuzzball. Welcome, Super Don. We got Tom on the board today. Barely awake, so call him and just say, hey, Tom, wake up.
Wake him up.
Wake up, Tom. You can call by doing this. Simply dialing 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. 866-939-2355. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to tackle the vaccine issue again because the vaccine robots are on the attack. And we've got to, let's say, we've got to provide for you the tools to navigate the dangerous vaccine robot terrain. So get ready for that. Also, more on the legalizing or the medical marijuana front today. There's another mom who's up there in Pennsylvania who's fighting for her right and her daughter's right to access medical marijuana, cannabis, CBD, whatever it is. We're going to find out from her, Dana Ulrich, and her focal point, Legalized for Lorelei, up in Pennsylvania.
That's right.
So we'll talk about the Hegelian dialectic because the Democrats and Republicans, by and large, in reality, oppose legalizations. We'll get into that and to why that is the case. But also, as we start today, the attacks on you people who dare to question the medical church. The Inquisition is on. They're pulling out all the stops. They're so desperate to convince you that vaccines are manna from heaven. That vaccines are not, in fact, a sacrilege. Sacrilege might be a good word, but it's a sacrifice. Mm. A sacrifice, right, of your child on the altar of that church of pharmaceutical mysticism. Desperation is their game, and it's showing up. It's not even subtle. If it ever was, it's not subtle anymore. You kind of know what I'm talking about, Super Don, where we're starting this show today?
Yeah, we've seen subtle, we've seen in your face. I mean, you hit both sides of the, the spectrum there. And lately, you're right. It's been far from subtle.
No, there's no subtlety at all. They are attacking you. They're attacking me. They're attacking Mike Adams, Ty Boulder, everybody they can. Not on a full frontal scientific assault, although they'll use charged words like scientific or unscientific or junk science, etc. But the reality is, get ready. Those of you who worship at your church, synagogue, or mosque one day of the week, the rest of the week, they want you worshiping at their church, as we call it, the Church of Biological or Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Now, how are they doing this? Well, they're attacking your faith and your belief. This is how the game is played at this point. They cannot, it's backfiring on them the way they've attacked parents who now have witnessed their own children reversing into autism, if you will, or reverting into autism, undoing any advancements in development and growth, etc., in their babyhood and childhood. And after vaccines, seeing this reversion into earlier states or worse, into states where you can't even access them. But now they are attacking your faith and your belief. Now, which is the story that is most directly attacking that? Is it the USA Today video story? Is it the Chili's autism awareness problem? Which story is the one that jumps out at you, Super Don, where they're most directly attacking via attacking faith and belief?
Well, I believe that would be the Chili's story. I want my baby back from autism. Right,
and they want your baby back from you, mom and dad, to vaccinate them, to needle them. So there is a big attack. Forbes, in fact, has utilized this via, I don't know, who is the, it's Emily Willingham. She's a contributor to this, to Forbes, evidently. And she's talking about Chili's autism awareness problem. Now, I wasn't aware that a restaurant chain that serves food I'm likely not going to be indulging in is having an autism. No,
you're not going to run down there to Chili's and get their giant mountain of onion rings?
You know, talk to me about how they grow their onions. And then maybe.
Damn it. Okay.
Talk to me about what they're frying them in. What kind of oil? What kind of grain or wheat are they using to, you know, as far as flouring the blooming onion that they don't have? That's another chain.
That would be Outback.
Outback, right? But this is not about Outback. This is about Chili's.
Chili's.
In the spirit of Autism Awareness Month. And you know what? Screw awareness. Enough of awareness. You know, we are aware enough about what is happening.
It sounds so
and how
good. It sounds so good. I mean, whether it's, you know, breast cancer awareness or autism awareness or HIV awareness or something, you know, I mean, you got to have that buzzword to put, you have to have that word to put on the ribbon before you run around town to raise money for curing autism.
But the awareness that they're talking about is unconsciousness. Right. It's suppression of real information, suppression of your own powers of observation and analytical ability to question what you see or question what you're told. And they're attacking Chili's Grill and Bar because they're supporting this group called National Autism Association, NAA, by giving this group 10% of their take at the table on Monday, tomorrow, April 7th.
Right.
Now, I'm debating this. I mean, in some ways, I want to say go out to Chili's tomorrow and buy some Chili's food just so that you can let them know you support them on this. At the same time, I'm torn because the food that they serve there probably not meeting the RSB show standards. But far be it to me to be an elitist. If you feel like you want to support them, you know, I'm with you on it because I understand why you might after you hear this. They are trying to equate awareness as something different than understanding something well, right? Because they're arguing, or this lady on Forbes.com is arguing that they made a poor choice to support this group, NAA, because how dare they reference a connection of any kind, however subtle, even not direct, between vaccines and autism. Now, I know. Is the NAA coming out and saying vaccines cause autism? No. They're just saying that adverse events from anything, including medications and even vaccinations, not an exception to the rule. They happen. There may be a relationship. And that is a big no-no. That violates the cardinal rule of any artificial creation of the state, including Chili's Grill and Bar. From supplying money to any organization that does not disavow any possible link at all. Not even the slightest shred.
Not possible. No way. Yeah. No how. Not even remotely possible that vaccines could have anything with triggering autism in any subset of children whatsoever. Yeah. How dare you say that, Chili's?
Yeah. How dare you, sir? And, yeah, that's the point. If the word vaccine and autism are linked up in the same paragraph, much less sentence, much less organization anywhere in it, they must be attacked, because how, you know, you're just not in the know. Didn't you know that that's already, the science is settled, we've already determined, the CDC has said there's no link, despite the fact that the corruption within the CDC and the conflicts of interest in those that head it living on the, what do you call them, on the lamb, but living on the dole. Basically, the taxpayer funds that organization. And if they're nice enough to the vaccine industrial complex, when they leave that organization, they're going to head up a juicy, sweet, multi-billion dollar division of vaccines.
Right.
And, it's outrageous. So what does the National Autism Association believe? They believe vaccination can trigger or exacerbate autism in some, if not many, children, especially those who are genetically predisposed to immune, autoimmune, and inflammatory conditions. They actually acknowledge that other environmental exposures may trigger or exacerbate autism in certain children, especially those who are genetically predisposed to immune, autoimmune, or inflammatory conditions. Right?
Now, what's
that's
wrong
their,
with
that's
that?
That's their offense. That is
what
their
is
offense.
What is wrong with that? That, you know, the Forbes writer here is acting like Chili's went out and said, vaccines are the only thing that cause autism. And that's
and they
not
did.
What
and
they're
they
saying.
They didn't say that. They
no.
didn't say that. Now, here's where they attack belief, as we said. This is where this lady, the shill that I believe she is, and I'm, yes, using the term believe and belief, is she says it's less than featherweight as evidence. So your very belief should be discounted. This will be very interesting and telling today as we discuss this issue of the vaccine-induced inflammation, encephalopathy, and autism, including the presence of mercury, aluminum, the other A word. Mm-hmm. Before method reigned in the human tendency to motif-seeking madness, beliefs led us into all kinds of cul-de-sacs of thinking. This is very creative, how would we call it? Artistic use of the language here. Sounding
snarky.
Really intelligent.
Snarky is the word that I use, yes.
Yeah. She says, belief has no place in discussing the biological origins of a human condition.
I believe we are about to get into the realm of sci-fientism.
I think you've nailed it. Yeah, you've nailed it, Super Don. Because the NAA talks about environmental exposures, mainstream research identified contributing factors, all of these in quotes, to autism, the link. But because no one has, according to this author, established a definitive causative link, the fact that they use terms like mainstream and environmental exposure, that they are utilizing beliefs to lead people astray. But we're going to tell you how this author ignores the fact that what she is arguing for is, in fact, belief. Yeah, in fact, she's attacking belief. She's arguing for it. And I'm going to explain that to you. How you cannot let these shills for vaccines get away with the arguments that they're using. Because they're attacking you for using the same argument. It's bizarre. It's bizarre.
Did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Yes, the artificial creations of the state. Flee, flee when they hear the Robert Scott Bell Show. Run, hide, it's RSVs coming after the corporations. Well, and the bureaucrats who endorse them and believe that they're more human than humans. Of course, we're talking about vaccines this hour, as we are wont to do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the attacks are coming out in full force. Their desperation is showing. It's like they've dropped their drawers and they're ugly. I'm not going to go there. It's just horrible what's happening here. USA Today has a thing that they've just appealed to the worst by highlighting and spotlighting horrific events that have happened to some folks that have manifested these diseases and the worst that can happen, and then saying, see, without any evidence or proof, it's all of you dads and moms out there who are not vaccinating your children that caused this to happen to these kids. No validation whatsoever. No scientific reference points, peer-reviewed literature. It's just an emotional cavalcade of disgust. And it's horrifying as a parent to see any child suffer. Heck, it should be horrifying for anybody. But many of these medical minions are absolutely joyful with each outbreak for them to attack parents who had nothing to do and children who had nothing to do with causing anyone to get whooping cough, polio, diphtheria, measles, mumps, you name meningitis, you name it. It is an appeal to emotion. That's the irony. As we're covering the Forbes article now, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out there. RobertScottBell.com. You want to call in? Questions, comments, Tom is on the board. Keep him awake at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The attack on Chili's at Forbes. They're saying belief has no place in discussing the biological origins of a human condition. Now, how do you even make, let's say, a hypothesis in science, right? You make a hypothesis to start an experiment. You have to believe something occurs. Isn't hypothesis basically a belief? Based on what? Observation. What have the parents determined? By observing their children. Their healthy children one day get vaccinated. Within a day or two or three, suddenly a backslide. They've observed. They've hypothesized. They've done basically what science does. The only thing they haven't done is gathered up all of the children in the neighborhood and separated them into groups, a vaccine group, a placebo group, and a control group to start experimenting on these children. No, that's the role of modern medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, except that they won't conduct the study because they say it's not ethical. It's not ethical to find out if the vaccine actually works.
Wait. If it's not ethical, is that not really part of a belief system? Ethics?
Of course, yes, but it's not. You hear what I say? They're the ones calling. We're the scientists. You parents don't know anything because you're all just a bunch of believers, right? And they're going to accuse you of being some kind of religious nut or something along those lines because you don't believe what they want you to believe. You're not in their cult. You're not in their religion.
But they're scientists.
No, to them, Jesus is a syringe. Do you understand what I'm saying here? They're arguing that you're wrong-headed in your beliefs. If only you would believe what we believe based on our dogma, our cult, our church, the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. So, my friends, what are you to learn from this? Do not engage. Do not try to convert people to your religious beliefs. You just must live a life based upon those beliefs and not beat them over the head with a syringe any more than I want anybody beating you over the head with a Jesus stick. Live your life according to your gospel, and people may indeed observe you and say, you know what, I'm amazed. That person is wonderful. You know what, we now have to find out what they're doing. Your kids are much more healthy. Why aren't your kids suffering the way my kids are suffering? Sure, you can speak out. I'm not telling you to be completely silent. In fact, I want you to shout it from the rooftops if that's what you feel. But what they are shouting from their rooftops are attacking and denigrating your very ability to observe, to use your higher levels of cognition. The mental ability that God may have granted you that may still be intact if you're not sucking down the fluoride and injecting yourself or your children with aluminum and mercury-laden toxic shots of that dangerous death cult that we call the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Stick around. We got lots more healing to go. We're not finished with this. No. And if you want to chime in, give us a call. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The Robert Scott Bell Show. Rocking on for health, freedom, and healing liberty right here through GCN and Natural News Radio.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal, and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Well, this week, we established here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Broken Wide, the shooting at Fort Hood was tied to radical fundamentalist extremism.
That's right.
Homegrown terrorism. If you haven't heard that show, we also made a little mini YouTube out of it at RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube. So check it out there. Which wing, if you will, which terrorist group did we pinpoint and link definitively to the Fort Hood shootings? Radical, fundamentalist, extremist, homegrown terrorism? None other than the American Psychiatric Association, is it? The psychiatrists.
I believe so, yes.
Psychiatrists have been responsible for more shootings and deaths in America, I believe, than all of the so-called fanatical terrorism from abroad combined. And here we have another issue of radical, fundamentalist, extremist, cult-like behavior coming from the so-called apologists of the vaccine industrial complex. That is our discussion this hour. We're going to get into medical marijuana a little later in the show. And we'll have another super mom trying to get some for her child dealing with severe seizure disorders up in Pennsylvania. We'll get to that. 866-939-BELL. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, talking about Forbes attacking Chili's for daring to support a charity that actually links autism and vaccines in one sentence. They're not claiming it. They're just referring to the science that they call mainstream. And this lady who wrote this article for Forbes is just so upset that they've actually used the term mainstream because they own that term. Mainstream science? That's not mainstream science. What are you laughing at?
It's just funny. I mean, you can pick these people out a mile away just by reading a little bit of their article. You can see they've just got their nose up somebody's behind so far. Mm-hmm. And in this case, it's her belief that science is the explanation for everything. And if it does not follow her version of science, then it's something that she's got to be skeptical about. Now, if you go to her mm-hmm. Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
They actually list her as being a scientific skeptic writer, which basically just means anything that doesn't fall into her category or her definition system. Of belief system. That
her
it's,
belief,
it's bunk.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And that's the point here. She's arguing for her belief in her version of economic pharmaceutical, what we call pseudoscience. And I believe that she's wrong. She may believe that we're wrong. In fact, I don't believe she has any core beliefs, because people that argue for vaccination that claim to be scientific ignore the fact that there are no double-blind, placebo-controlled, crossover, multi-center trials studies on safety and efficacy for vaccines. They have not been done. You got that? You got that, Emily Willingham? I'm going to rename you Emily Willingscam, because you're promoting a scam. And so they continue to attack, and she uses, you know, fancy French words like coup de grace. I think it's pronounced coup de grace, but it's written coup de grace, because she's attacking also the most, what she calls virulently, anti-vaccine group in the nation, the National Vaccine Information Center, Barbara Lowe Fisher, who we respect immensely.
Oh, my goodness.
Here. Yeah, because they're not really national in the federal government sense. Do you interesting that you say that? The federal government is also the thing that stamps credibility, according to this Emily Willingscam. It's the feds that know more than anybody about stamping approval on something, which tells you, again, all you need to know. For those of you who are materialist, reductionist, libertarians arguing for vaccines because they're out there, it's the federal government that grants you or gives you credibility in this case. Because anybody with a shred of thought in the scientific realm will go, wait a second, did Robert Scott Bell just say there were no double-blind, placebo-controlled, crossover-center studies that have actually acknowledged safety or efficacy for vaccines? Yeah, exactly. So if you're arguing for what you perceive as science, you better back off on your support of these vaccines, because they haven't gone through the trials that you say are necessary in order to rise to the level of the science being settled. And anybody who questions it is a kook. Is a nut, is a conspiracy wing bat, whatever you want to call it. So Chili's is aware that their decision is not well received, but are they backing down?
I don't think so. No. I don't think so. But I want to make two really quick points, if I may.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Number one, in her article, she goes on to talk about how there have not been any scientific studies that have proven that environmental factors actually contribute to autism. Now, I guess it's just, what is your definition of a study? We covered just 2-3 weeks ago about a big study that was done in the PLOS Computational Biology, where they compared and examined medical records from over 100 million people living in the United States and came to the conclusion that there is an association, an indicator of exposure to harmful environmental factors and autism. Okay? Whatever. I guess that study isn't right, good enough for Emily Willing's scam. Okay?
It doesn't
secondly,
count.
Secondly, at the end of her article here, she makes a statement here that really kind of ticks me off.
Okay.
She says that Chili's, what they do make abundantly clear with their choice of organization is that being aware of autism doesn't help autistic people at all. She says, eating a Chili's on Monday won't help autistic people either, although it looks like it will help the NAA. Now, I would wonder, and I almost makes me want to call this Emily Willingham, and I would ask her, tell me something. Are you in favor of wearing pink ribbons and running for cancer?
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to know what the difference is between raising money for the NAA and why that is not okay, but however, raising money by jogging around the city for the American Breast Cancer Association or something like that somehow is then okay. Do you suddenly now, you are the one that decides which organization is a good one and which one is the bad one? The one that's asking people to maybe do a little bit of research, do some citizen research themselves, examine maybe other things outside of what the medical industrial complex tells you is the wrong one, but the one that we're going to send thousands and millions of dollars to that's sitting here promoting mammograms and surgery and radiation and drugs is the right one? Emily Willingham, please.
I'm with you, Super Don. Emily Willingham, is she standing up for the concept of, you know, lopping off your boobies for science?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the question have for her. So
she is big into genetics. She's big into genetics. So I would put money on the table right now saying that she is one of those, if you got the brick of gene, you better lop them off.
Right. Based on where she's at, I mean, that's the dangerous mutilation death cult that these so-called scientific skeptics participate and partake in, and they want you to believe like them. And again, coming back to that, she's attacking your faith and belief so that you will revert or convert to her religion. And that's what it is. I'm telling you, the vaccine, so-called scientific movement is not. It's a cult. It's a religion, just as anything could be defined. And belief is the starting point. I don't argue against belief. In fact, without belief, you know, what are we as a starting point each day? I mean, it really overrides and it's infusing everything that you do based on your beliefs. Now, if you believe that vaccines are good for you, whether it's based on sound science or not, you're probably going to get them. If you believe that they are not, based on whatever circumstances in your life, whatever research you've read that Emily might disagree with, you'll probably live your life differently, and they're showing their desperation in trying to convert you or revert you back into their religion by doing something like USA Today did. If you can stomach watching the video, and we have it linked up, you'll see that they're parading disastrous children's scenarios and even adult and young adult scenarios of manifestation of disease and saying it's because you didn't get vaccinated, because someone didn't get vaccinated, and there's no evidence to support the claim. It's just an emotional claim wanting you to believe what they're stating as their factual dogma, they like to think it's factual, but their belief about it. That's the point of this. Don't argue. Don't engage these robots on a discussion of science because they don't have science on their side. So you're wasting your breath. You're wasting your energy, and you're not going to achieve anything except getting frustrated until, like Super Don says, we're on the break and say, well, you might be right, and then walk away.
That'll
drive
me
crazy.
That.
Yeah.
They hate that. It doesn't matter what you're talking about, whether you're talking about religion. Oh, yeah. When you give them the option of meeting you halfway and compromising or just agreeing to disagree, they don't like that.
They can't stand for that. Yeah. Now, by the way, there's a statement that I saw, I think might have been in the USA Today article about diseases thought to be conquered. They're on the way back. Diseases thought to be conquered. Like, we're the barbarians, we've conquered, we've won. It's a military-industrial complex type use of the language. The Pentagon and modern medicine. I've described to you over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show how we utilize this concept of the germ theory as our warfare belief about everything. We got to kill stuff. We got to destroy stuff. We've got to conquer stuff. never to work with nature, never to learn from nature, never to honor the natural world, never to acknowledge that there is a bacterial balance within our own guts that give us life, that maintain our life and vitality and health. It's all about what can we kill, destroy, and conquer. So I'm telling you that the entire basis, the whole entire paradigm of the vaccine and antibiotic industrial complex is about killing things, breaking stuff and killing things, and then dealing with the consequences that they will not claim that were theirs to begin with by managing you with further conquering and killing destructive substances, patented pharmaceuticals approved by government, sanctioned by government, as a religion, as the state religion, in violation of the First Amendment to the Constitution, which states that Congress shall make no law establishing a religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And it violates it. And that's what we're dealing with. They do not have the scientific basis. They are arguing that you don't believe what they believe, and they're very upset by this. They want you to believe because they need that justification in order to back up and strengthen their own beliefs, which are on shaky ground. If you have a sincerely held belief, whether it be in Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, or whoever, you do not need a million other, you don't even need one other person to believe what you believe in order for your belief to be validated, because you have that direct belief. Now, you might want others to believe what you believe, and I don't have a problem with that, as long as you don't beat them over the head with a Jesus, Buddha, or Muhammad stick along the way, because that's a violent act. And now we're going back to the Inquisition, which is where we are, appear to be going with vaccines, as they try to vilify and make perhaps illegal your ability to say no to their religious sacrament, the vaccines, the needles. And that is not what we do here. This is a place for health, freedom, and liberty, and tree houses.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I'm David Crudeni, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, it's time to go build a treehouse. Afternoon, Sunday, morning, wherever you are, get out there with the kids, have some fun, but make sure that if you send your kids out in the backyard to build a treehouse, that you send them out with a bulletproof vest. What?
No kidding.
You know, it's one thing to, you know, put kids in a safety harness or a seatbelt if they're, you know, whatever. Hey, I got nothing against that. I think it's common sense, right? But who would have thunk that you'd have to send your kids out to build a tree fort wearing a bulletproof vest potentially? Evidently, this is happening in Henry County outside of Atlanta, where the police do not take kindly to kids building tree houses.
No,
yes,
guess not.
Yes. One of those kind of nasty, nosy neighbors was worried about kids building a tree house in their backyard. And there's a video of this. You'll see we're not making this up. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. 11-year-old building a fort, says officer pulled gun on him, made him, you know, go spread eagle on the ground with his friends, simply for what? Building a tree fort in the back. And you can see it's pretty much wide open in this neighborhood. It's not like they were in the woods and no one could see them and figure out these were a bunch of kids.
No.
What the hell is going on? Where are the peace officers? This is insane. Pulling guns on children, building tree fort. You know how many times, Super Don, we would have been fired on as a kid?
Oh, man. Yeah.
It was a rite of passage.
I mean, we were building go-karts and, you know, when we were really young, you know, when your imagination is really wild, you know, we were trying to build a spaceship. You know, I mean, it was like, you know, stuffing around. Yeah, boards and stuff and... I mean, that's just creativity. It's just kids being kids. But in this particular case, I don't know. This town must be really boring and slow because when the cops are putting kids on the ground, holding them at gunpoint, and they're spread eagle over trying to build a fort in a tree, something's wrong here.
Way wrong. And, you know, this goes to the authoritarian concept of our society now. When we talk about feeling free, right? Feeling free. It's the ability to move about the so-called cabin with, you know, with some, without the expectation that the authorities that you perceive are there to protect you will not take you out for doing something that is basically part of a rite of passage in childhood, like making a tree fort. Now, granted, do I even need to say that we're not indicting every cop in every municipality?
No.
But there have been enough cases of these authoritarians being brought into the police force. There are enough cases of the police forces making sure they have lower IQs so that they don't question authority again, right? And they do things like this that will basically teach kids to fear the police. Teach kids to not trust the police. I mean, what is a kid? And I don't care what grade. When you see a kid, you're a kid, and suddenly the police pull a gun on you because you're building a tree fort. What does that tell you about the police? That they're deranged lunatics to do this. I mean, a kid is smart enough to see through this and go, what are they doing? Pulling a gun on me, I'm building a tree fort.
No. Well, and the kid, I mean, he's quoted as saying that when it happened, you know, he saw the gun in his face, and he said to himself, I don't think I want to get shot today. And so he did what the cop told him to do. But really, I mean, this kid, I think he looks like he's 10, 11 years old.
11 years old, yeah. 11 years old,
yeah. And a gun?
Right.
What do you need a gun for?
Are the cops so intimidated by kids that are 11 years old building tree forts? I don't know. Let me know what you think.
He had a saw in his hand.
Oh, man. It's like these cops have become zombies in what they're doing. This is just horrific. Now,
and
I don't mean to,
again, let's reiterate. They're not all that way.
No. But if let's just say, like, they interview one of the police guys. Well, if there's wrongdoing, we'll root it out. But how often do they not? It's similar to licensing boards not rooting out the bad doctors. The doctors are harming you. They protect them more than they allow the people to have justice done in this case. We'll see what happens. Maybe we'll follow up on that. But listen, maybe you have a perspective. Is this vaccine-induced violence? Honestly, have these cops been vaccinated as children, treated with ADHD drugs as children, fed food grown with pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, excitotoxins, MSG, etc., to the point where they can't function as adults with any sense of rationality? That's the question we have. Next hour, Democrats and Republicans aligning against legalization of marijuana. Could it be on the governor level? Why would they do that?
They are getting along now.
Oh, yeah. Bipartisanship is overrated. We'll get to that. Medical marijuana, cannabis for kids. Coming up next on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we simply remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105. 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.